Hi, babies. Welcome to another episode of Probably Late to Something. It's been a long time no talk. All right. A long time no talk, a long time no see, a long time, just a long time, you know, and honestly, a queen is never late. Everyone else is just simply early. Obviously, I named this episode that because I'm literally always late. But you know what? I go in and out of my productive cycle phases. Okay, and I'm sure most of you guys can relate to that. So I did put a bra on, so I do have cleavage right now. If you are not watching on YouTube and you are just listening, I hope you are aware that my boobs look very good right now. And that is my form of apology for always being so inconsistent. But right now I'm reading Atomic Habits. Okay. And it said, all you need to do is get 1% better each day. So that's where I'm aiming. That's where I'm trying to go. All right. That's where I'm trying to go. But I just went on my TikTok and my Instagram and I asked a simple question because it just like popped in my head. This isn't at all what I was even going to do for the podcast, but it just popped in my head. Sorry if you can hear my earrings, but it just popped in my head, right? Do you believe the ex-girlfriend, when she reaches out to you and tells you about him or them, you know, do you believe the ex? And this is such an interesting question because I have been the ex and I have been the girl that the ex has reached out to. Okay. And I'm gonna tell you right fucking now, if I was dating a man and his ex honestly came, I mean, now I probably would 100% believe her and probably break up with him and like literally throw out all of his stuff and never speak to him again. But before my last relationship, I literally, anything could have happened and I would have been like, no, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And it was funny because I did post it on my Instagram story and one of the first people to respond, like, do you believe the ex when she tries to tell you about him? It was one of the exes that told me about him and she said, yes, LOL. And I'm like, girl, I love you. Hope you're doing well. It is interesting how at the end of certain breakups, like men that are super toxic and have super toxic patterns, though, the amount of friendships that you get from the exes that have been through the same toxic pattern, like they give you step-by-step guides of like how you'll get out of it. Like it's like a support fucking group. And if you are honestly a man out there that has to have women create support groups in order to survive you, oh my fucking God. Well, actually, matter of fact, you're not going to be here. You're definitely not going to be on this fucking podcast because you're not this type of energy. You're not this type of vibe. You're a monster. But so I'm going to look through again, 333. I've been seeing so many angel numbers because I just feel like I'm like, I don't know. You guys always know I go through my phases and my trials and tribulations and whatever, but I've been pretty good recently. You see this fucking smile on my face? It's because I've been single for 9 months and I don't have a fucking man stressing me the fuck out, okay? I do have a beautiful little angel goddess that came into my life. I was like my girlfriend, friend, whatever the hell we are. We just passed our 6 months. Her name is Liv. She was an angel to me. By the way, I can't tell you what her birthday present is because her birthday is November 13th. So I can't tell you what her birthday present is, but try to remind me to tell you what it is because it's super cute. And I'm already going to shut up because I feel like I'm going to spill the tea and like she might listen to this. But yeah, she definitely came in and picked me up from the floor. And I was on live the other night and like I really, really, really have just backed off. Like except the fact that I just started my OnlyFans again because I'm fucking broke, bitch. Like gotta show some titties for some fucking money. It is what it is. Hey, at least we're fucking authentic. At least we are real. Like y'all know me. I'm a real person. I'm not gonna play around or fidget or whatever. Like, you know, what you see is what you get. Okay, what you see is what you freaking get. But I was on live the other night and I really took a step back from all of the social media and all of this stuff. Like even posting on TikTok, I feel uncomfortable because like, what am I going to be like, oh my God, have a great day, drink your water. Like some of these people told me to kill myself. Why would I tell you to drink your fucking water? No, don't drink your water. I hope you feel insecure today. Like, fuck. But you know, we're following my angels and I'm being guided and like, I'm learning to accept You know what I mean? What happened, and not get the closure that I necessarily needed. Oh, by the way, sorry to say this. This is what I was talking about on my live. Cause like at this point I give no fucks. Like I'll talk about politics. I'll talk about fucking pronouns. I'll talk about all this shit. Cause this is who I am. And like what, people are going to hate me? No, most of y'all fucking love me. And I love you too, baby. Thank you for being here. I know some of you guys say you miss me. I'm like, stop saying that. Are you just flirting with me? Like, don't tell me you miss me. Are you trying to kiss? Are you trying to make out? Anyways. Yeah, so I went on a TikTok live last night and I was talking about this situation because that stupid motherfucker, fuckface, fucking Voldemort Satan is married again. Like, it has been 9 months that we have not been together, and he just got married to someone that he's known for like what, 3-4 months? Fucking psychopath. And like the amount of people that don't see that, like he has people being like, congratulations. Are we actually for seriouslys right now? Like, that shit is so insane. I'm like, there's clearly a pattern. Like, and she was just silly enough to marry him. Like, I knew when I was in it, I was like, I'm waiting at least a year and a half, you know? And every morning I was like, will you marry me? Let's just get married today. Da, 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 da. I was smart enough to not. So that poor girl. And I mean, and you know what too? Like, people are like, well, she has it coming for her. Like, can't wait till it blows up in her face. And like, honestly, the only thing that I can say, going back to the question, like, would you believe da 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 da? I would never have believed me. Ever. He had police reports about hurting his ex-wife, and I didn't believe them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever blame the new girl, really, unless like obviously she knew about you and they were cheating with each other. But like, I don't blame the new girl because I was just as fucking dumb. And the girl before me was just as dumb as the girl before her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are getting played by the same person. So I don't take it out on the new person or like the new girl. But yeah, I was just like ranting about that on TikTok the other night because it was like the first time going TikTok live since like anything. I was always kind of really silent except on my podcast. And then I did some TikTok videos and then I always took them down and whatever. But last night on my TikTok, I was like, man, it feels good to just be me. It feels good to just like fucking, I don't know, rant and talk shit and be a bitch. Honestly, it feels good. It feels good. Like, let me troll these motherfuckers real quick. But I was on there and yes, it was like after a wine night, like me and Lev were like having a good time. Like, I was pretty swussed up and I looked at her and I was like, you know, because it's hard for me to, yes, everything you go through, you're supposed to experience that and it helps you grow, like we always say and stuff. And you can say that over and over and over and over and over again. And like, you start to believe it and you kind of believe it, but there's still that part of you that's just like still so shitty. You know what I mean? And then you just kind of learn to live with that. But like, you, majority of me is like, okay, like this happened for a reason. And I do know that I grew so much from it. But when I looked at Liv the other night, I was like, wow, if that never, and it's going to make me cry. Oh, y'all, I just be crying. Do you guys cry as much as me? Like, I would actually want to know that because I'm always bawling my eyes out. But I looked at her and I was like, if it was not for that situation, I would have never met Liv. And of all the things that like I could try to make this situation like sound right by, I would do that entire situation over and over and over again just to be able to meet her. Like, she was the little, what is it, like the pot of like gold at the end of the rainbow. I just started like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like, now I have my answer. Like, that's the closure that I need. I would do it all over again just to meet Liv and like have her in my life and love her. Stop it. Stop. Literally just stop. Relax. But yeah, wrapping that all back into wherever the fuck I was going with this. Oh, yeah. We're going to go check. So forward side note. I would definitely look into, I hope this is focused. I would definitely look into like bad moments that you have in your life and traumatic times. Like, I know that it could be like, it could just absolutely like, circumference or encompass or swallow up that time in your life. But maybe look and see if there's like certain things that also happened at that time that might have made that entire situation worth it.
Because when I realized that last night, I was like, damn, that is like so crazy. And I feel so good about it. The ex that just lit up all my story and was like, yes, because the one that told me a whole bunch of shit, I just let her know. I'm like, did you know that that man's fucking married? Like, I wonder if she knew. By the way, do you want to know some other tea? Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I'm just gonna, I mean, you know, it's just funny at this point, but so apparently, oh shit, this is fucking tea. Okay, so apparently, I had a nail salon, right? And my nail girl was Angela, and he knew that my nail girl was Angela. I went to her all the time. I stopped going to her after everything happened, whatever. My mom still goes to her. So my mom walked in one day and she's like, hey, just so you know, he's bringing in his new girl, blah, 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 whatever. I was like, ha ha. I'm like, it's just weird because like he knows that that's my nail salon, you know, and like, why would he bring, you know, the same place? I'm like, whatever. I'm happy I don't go there anymore. I hope to never run into them. My mom had a fucking panic freaking jump scare the other day shopping. She left her entire shopping cart and left the whole place, the whole facility. But so the nail lady, bitch, get closer. The nail lady, like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, tells my mom that it's not one woman that he's bringing in. He's brought in like three different ones, one being the new wife. But I'm like, who the fuck are the other two? Who the fuck are the other two? And one of them was after, apparently, they got engaged. Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Like, how crazy. And, you know, this didn't make me hate men. It made me angry with myself because, like, the way that you can be so manipulated. Whatever, the way you can be so fucking manipulated and so silly and you just don't see it, like all of the red flags that I wish I could just smacked myself in the face, like even after that, like talking to people after any of my exes and just all of my exes, all of them except poor boy Max. I will always feel bad for Max because I should not have cheated on him. I mean, technically we were on a break. I know. We were on a break and I still should not have had relations with someone, especially because they gave me chlamydia, I'm pretty sure, like a yeast infection. Like, he had dirty nails. He was a surfer. okay, T. But... yeah, I will always feel bad for him. Although like he was like a stoner and blah, 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 blah. And like, he didn't really like have like a solid path. But then again, like, look at me, like, I don't know. I don't have a solid path, but I know that my path is made, of $100 bills. So at least that is something that I do know. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyways, poor him, poor Maxi Poo. I wish I wouldn't have done that to him. He deserved better. And I swear after me, he will hate women probably for the rest of his life. Like, I think that that's like a, by the way, side note, Andrew Tate. No. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. I feel like when you guys are listening to me, you're like bumping like up and down, like left, right, whiplash. I'm going to start doing chitter chats. I'm going to start doing chitter chats, okay? So, like, this is, like, my main podcast episode where, like, I'm just I don't know. You let me know because I feel like they're kind of similar. But, like, this like, podcast episode was supposed to have, like, a lot of, like, actual notes that I took down from books and quotes and, like, an actual layout. But then I also have a whole bunch of Instagram memes that I want to smoke weed and scroll through with you guys, or also just, like, drink wine and, like, scroll through with you guys and, like, talk about drama. Like, the Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber, people need to shut the fuck up about that. Like, leave that poor fucking girl alone. Because at the end of the day, you don't know people. You don't know anybody's life that you haven't talked to. You don't know anybody that you haven't actually been able to shake their hand or give them a hug. Like, the way that people on the internet are delulu. And you know what? One thing about me, I know I'm fucking delulu. I know I'm delusional. But at least I know. Wait, what? I am delusional, but at least I know that I am. Okay? Because some of these motherfuckers are walking around like their shit doesn't fucking stink. Like their ass crack is clean and bleached 24 fucking 7. Like, no, bitch. Like, you just point the finger. And back to me being what is it called? Like someone that's really smart. Academia, whatever. academic? Wait, I don't know. A philosopher? No, whatever. Back to me being smart. I'm going to bring you a quote that the Buddha said, or the monk, one of them. It said, the finger pointing at the moon isn't the moon. Okay? The finger pointing at the moon isn't the moon. Which, okay, well, now that I'm thinking about it years later, I'm getting a completely different message from that. I'm thinking, like, if I'm saying, like, I want to be, you know, like that version of myself, if I'm saying it and I'm pointing, that means I'm not it. So I have to embody all of the things of that woman and become her. So I'm not just pointing at her. That was not what I meant to do. I'm not an academic. I'm not, it's called something. Scholar? Whatever. But yeah, blah, blah, blah. Don't know. Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber. People need to leave her the fuck alone. Like, at least be honest with yourself. Like, if you're a troll, at least be completely. No, also another requirement that you need to have if you're going to be a troll, a profile picture, bitch. A fucking profile picture. Let me see yourself. Let me see what you fucking look like, honey. Someone literally on a live, like a long time ago, said, Malia, I can tell you're not wearing your retainer. Bitch, what the fuck? Do you see them sparkly fucking whites? Pearly fucking whites. Crazy. Talk about, I can tell you're not wearing your retainer. Like, what the fuck? People are so out of pocket. But let me know if you guys like the idea of chitter chats. Of like just like smoking weed or drinking wine, scrolling through Instagram memes, talking about TikTok drama, whatever. Trends, styling, you know, chitter chats, story times, whatever the case may be. And if I should just do like episodes. I also want to do mirror talk, okay? And mirror talks I think are going to come out on either Sundays or Monday mornings. And it's going to be the positive affirmations I'm going to do with you guys and some breathing exercises, because I thought that was a really good way to bring in that part of me that we used to have, you know? Like when I look back at myself the other night, I duetted a video that I had made, like one of the ones that are pinned, like the ones that made me, the happy baby, like good morning baby, shake your ass. I do edited that. And I sat there and I looked at myself talking and I was like, who is this? Like, who is that? It's so crazy. And like part of me, she's still in there, but I feel like I really... There was so much spunk that I had that I honestly think was kind of covering up a lot more insecurity. Because now I think we all know I'm still pretty spunky, but I do have more, I'm more reserved, I feel like, when it comes to certain people, certain things, when it comes to like an argument or like a fight per se, I'm very much less reactive. I am way, way, way less reactive. Like I will literally not speak for 20 minutes and go for a walk. Like I will not feed into an argument, or I can't, like I physically can't. Like even if I wanted to, my body, I feel like, goes into shock, like PTSD. It's like shut down, like completely. Like I need to walk away, need to take a second. I will not allow my body to fill with rage and all that stuff. But yeah, I was just like looking at this girl and I was like, this is so crazy. Like it's been so long and so much has changed. And it's like a bittersweet thing, you know? It's like she had no idea like that she was gonna blow up for that, or that she was gonna have lifelong supporters and like friends. And like she had no idea what was coming to her, and she had no idea all the lessons that she was gonna have to learn. And you know what? She had no idea that I would need her right now. Cause I really do need her. Like, I've been watching that video like over and over again. I'm like, I can, this is me to me, you know, like I get to be there for myself right now in a way that, like, I don't know, I never thought before. I never thought about it before. I never thought to like look at myself and like really take that in, you know? So that's really cool. But let me know what you guys think about the chitter chats and doing like, you know, my own little actual podcast episode with like a meaning or like, you know, some form of like self-growth that we can get from it, if that makes sense. But yeah, back to what the actual episode is supposed to be about. It's called A Queen Is Never Late, because I really wanted to talk about feeling behind. Like, you are never, you're never on time for anything, right? Like, I will sit there and I will, well, apparently I'm way too hard on myself. So my mama Tracy, my best friend Bella's mom, always says like my expectations of myself are really, really high. And that is 100% true. So regardless of anything I ever accomplish, I'm still like, I guess it could be imposter syndrome too, but I'm still like, it's not good enough. Like, I'm not doing well enough. Like, it doesn't really matter. I'm still not where I need to be. There's people with more money. There's people that are prettier. There's people that have more muscle. There's people that have a house already in their name. People that are married. People have kids, you know, people that have already been to all the places I want to go. And it makes you feel kind of stuck, because it's not like you're moving forward, because you're just sitting there looking at everything else but where you're actually at. And you don't even realize you could take that fucking step. Just like put the other foot in front of the other, you know. But I feel like you get so wound up in all of this stuff that you just feel stuck and you just stand there. And the only thing that you're thinking is that you're not doing enough. And in thinking that you're not doing enough, it literally makes you not do enough, you know? But also like FOMO. I actually learned what that meant for the first time this month, because my friend was always like, FOMO, FOMO, FOMO. Oh, story time on that bitch, by the way. Let me just say, all right, guys, I'm going to write it down to remember to speak on this either at the end of the podcast or for chitter chats. Chitter chat that bitch. Get some popcorn for that episode, because I got a rant about some freaking rat. Some freaking rat. But yeah, my best friend would always say FOMO, FOMO, FOMO. And that's fear of missing out. Yeah. Yeah. So I just feel like it's important to talk about the fact that you are not behind. You are not lost. You are exactly where you need to be. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to do three. One more. Yeah. Get one of them junks. But you're not lost. You're exactly where you need to be. But it can be, it's so easy to forget that and be like, fuck, I've already fucked up my life. Do you know how often I think that I have messed up and destroyed my entire life? Like, part of me is like, I should have never gone tattoos and I would have been a famous model by now. Another part is like, you didn't want to do that because they were making you anorexic and you knew that you were more than just your looks. You wanted to be your fucking mind and your voice and like what you wanted to actually put out in the world. Then another part's like, maybe we should never have broken up with that person because then we wouldn't have to pay for our own bills. Another person's like, bitch, the fuck? Why would you even say something so fucking stupid, you weirdo? Like, I have so many ways in which I'm like, keep me up at night. I'm like, oh my God, like I should have never done that. Now that I did, I can't undo it. I should have lived in New York. I should have stayed in New York. I should have never come home from backpacking through Europe. I should have never left college. I should have went to the University of Florida when I got accepted. There's so many things that I think about that I could have done different or changed. I could have altered the path of my life. But the only thing that I am certain in, even in times where I don't want to be, is that that didn't happen for a fucking reason, okay? That did not happen so that I could be here. Whatever the things are that you think you messed up at and you fucked your life up, you're exactly where you need to be, which apparently is right here listening to my voice, which you're a lucky person. I would say so myself. Bestie, put my bestie in a taxi. But yeah, just like always feeling like you're far behind, especially through social media. Like social media is not real. Like social media is so weird. Like that Alex Earl person blowing up like that. I mean, like toot to hoot for her. But I'm like, it is just so crazy. Like the way that the world works, like it is so insane to me. And no wonder we have like every young person trying to be an influencer, because you can make so much money off of doing that. So much money. But for the people that don't, like I'm still in college right now. For the people that are just in college and stuff, you feel like you're super far behind because you're not doing what other people are doing. Let me just fucking tell you, it is all fake. No one really posts what's actually going on in their life on the internet. I used to. I would really post videos of me crying and be like, this shit's hard as fuck. I was always crying. I mean, I still cry on the podcast and stuff, and I'm very transparent here. But most people, most creators, you see the good times, because like, why would they want to post all the bad stuff they go through? You know, no one wants to see sad people. You go and you see happy people that are found their lover of their life, even though they've probably already cheated on each other. Just saying. Okay. Just not hoping, but I'm just saying, you know, all those happy fucking couples just married, been in love for the love of my life. They're probably miserable. All the TikTok couples that you see, probably also miserable. I mean, like, could you imagine? No, okay. Everyone is different, but could you imagine having a relationship that is 100% like built around being a TikTok couple? Like, could you imagine the conversations when the camera's down? It's like, what's the video that we're gonna make? Like, even if you don't like each other, you still date because you need the money. I'm just saying, these are just things that to think about. I mean, I hope that there are certain TikTok couples that I would literally cry if they ever broke up. Like, actually cry. Like, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they're not a TikTok couple. Ryan Reynolds, right? They're not a TikTok couple, but I would absolutely be unwell if anything happened to them. Like, if anything slightly off happened in their relationship, I would go to war. Like, seriously, I would go to war and I would fight. I would fight in that war for sure. Okay, so I did have some quotes, because you guys know how much I like my quotes. Let us see, because this was about anxiety and feeling like you're behind where you're supposed to be, but really you're not. You're exactly where you need to be. Let us see. Okay, I think it was this one. Let the version of yourself that you were teach you. Let the version of yourself that you are currently comfort you. Let the version of yourself that you are becoming inspire you. You are the version that you need and needed to be in every phase of your journey. I love that. Then another one is, patiently and faithfully I wait, and without anxiety I wait, for I know with every inch of my soul that all that I desire is coming to me at the exact perfect time. I love that. And like, you know, everyone has different belief systems and stuff. I still just pray. I just pray. I pray to God. I pray to God. I pray to the earth. I pray to the universe. I pray to my angels. I pray to the sky and the sand. And I just pray. I just pray to love, and I fight for love, and I just hope that God, the universe, never lets me go. That's my one thing that I pray for every night. I'm like, please just don't let me go. Please don't let me fall. Please don't let me go. Please hold me. Be by my side. Please hold my family, my loved ones, my supporters. Like, just hold us all, okay? And please, please, if there is someone out there that feels lost and alone and sad, and I'm talking really sad, like at their wit's end, like don't know if they want to fight, like please give them a hug. Please show up and give any sort of love and comfort or a sign of goodness coming their way. Like whenever I'm sad, I swear I see a butterfly. I swear I see a butterfly, a blue butterfly, a yellow butterfly. I'm not specific. I don't ask for too much. But I'm like, sometimes when I'm crying and a butterfly just lands right next to me, I'm like, yes, you're okay. I'm okay. I am 100% Okay. Okay. Now there is another quote that I have for anxiety. It said, my anxiety doesn't come from thinking about the future, but from wanting to control it. I think that is so important because most of the times when I'm sitting here and my body swells up with anxiety, which by the way was last week, I was crying on the bathroom floor. My mommy came in and my mommy's like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know anything. And I'm so lost and I'm so confused. And she was like, all right. Okay. You're lost and you're confused and you don't know what's going on and it's stressing you out. That sucks. And I'm sorry. But you are not alone. Almost every single person that you see walking outside is also lost, confused, feels stupid, feels like they fucked up here, there. They should have done this differently. They should have done that differently. I mean, go talk to the old people in the old folks' home. They always have stories about the shit they wish that they did and wish that they didn't do. We're all lost and confused. And I feel like in a way that means that we're exactly where we're supposed to be and we are found. We're lost and found at the same time. You know, we know nothing and we know everything. We're confused, but we also have it all figured out. You know, it's a beautiful mess. It's a chaotic mess that life is. And I think that you just gotta fucking keep going. You just gotta keep going. You gotta roll with the punches. You gotta learn to laugh at yourself, laugh at situations. You gotta realize that even when you think the world is actually falling apart, if your heart is still beating, you will continue to go on. The sun will set and it will rise over and over and over and over again. You know what's disgusting though? This is complete side note. I don't know. I just thought of like the sun coming up and down and it led me to time. And then this led me to this thought right here. We are 11 months into 2023. 11 months. It's almost 2024. What the fuck? What the fuck? Girl, be for real. No, I don't accept that. And you know what the craziest thing is? I said 2023 was going to be my year. You've probably heard me say that on the podcast before. 2023 is going to be my year. Bitch, what? 2023 smacked my ass. 2023 bulldozed over me and left crumbs. Okay, crumbs that I had to pick up off the floor. You know, but 2023, I did meet Liv. 2023, I did start my raving. I don't think I've talked about that ever on a podcast, but I go to my little raves. I go to my little festivals. I like running around muck out in the woods with the wooks. So yeah, I like my kaleidoscope glasses and my wonky pants and my tie-dye stuff and listening to womp womp music. Grizz is one of my favorites. Sullivan King, love him. He's a little bit darker. Amorphic. Sorry, that he does. It sounds so much better in his songs, but I did my best. But there are good things that came from this year. But I do think it's funny that like 4 years, like ever since I was like 16 years old, I was like 2023 is gonna be my year. I also thought I was gonna like meet the love of my life and like be married and have babies though. So thank the fuck that I'm not. Thank the Lord that I am not. You know, thank the Lord. I also had, I think, two other quotes that I'm just going to read. This one says, see yourself as you really are. Listen to what none of your leaders and representatives dares tell you. You are a little common man. Understand the double meaning of these words. Little and common. Don't run. Have the courage to look at yourself. I like things like that, but sometimes that like trips people out. Like when I'm tripping on like shrooms, I think about how insignificant I am and how literally I do not matter. In the grand scheme of things, like not in a dark way, like I don't matter. Like there's no point in anything. It's that I don't like if I do something crazy, it's really not going to matter. Like, obviously, don't go to jail, kids. But, like, and don't do hardcore drugs. Don't be stupid. I'm not going to explain to you not to be a moron. But, you know, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, that outfit that you wore, that time you fell in front of the school, or if you asked that guy out and he said no, he had a girlfriend. Like, all these little things. If you stutter at a speech or you fuck up an interview, like, all those little tiny things, like, they don't matter. So, kind of zooming outside of myself, like, from my head all the way out to wherever the hell you are in your computer looking at this with your headphones in or in your car, zooming out to the countries, then the other countries, then all of the water, then all the stars and the atmosphere. Like, I mean, damn, it really puts things into perspective. And you're worried about a man not texting you? Girl, what? Go touch a bird
Go fucking sniff some damn grass. I mean, we really got to get our heads on our shoulders here, man. Like, we're so insignificant, and that's fucking awesome. We don't have to have the world resting on our shoulders, you know? We don't have to have all the eyes of everything and every single mistake we've ever made be watched like a hawk. The only person that's holding on to all of those little memories and embarrassing moments is you. Literally, no one else is thinking about them. I have seen people do embarrassing things and I never think about it. I mean, I'm so wrapped up in my own world, worried about myself, worried about how other people perceive me. I can't worry about what you're actually perceiving. Like, I'm worried about what you might think. I'm not actually worried about what you're thinking. Like, let's just take that in for a second, if that makes any sense. And you guys can follow along. I also really like this quote. It says, "Of course I like you. You're fun to be around. You're smart. You're funny. You're very cute. You're different. You're crazy. You're perfect in an imperfect way. You always speak your mind. You have the best laugh. Of course I like you. You are you." I thought that was just cute. I'm like, oh, I like you too. Okay. Another thing that I thought was, really cool. I guess maybe I could save that for the next one. I think I'm going to save that for the next, for the chitter chats. By the way, I know I said this already, but don't forget to tell me if you like the chitter chat idea. Chitter chats ideas where you guys can speak more, and then my actual podcast episodes where we go through like that self-help fucking type of shit. That rough shit, y'all. That rough shit for sure. Okay, because I did cave and I bought the shadow work journal. And honestly, it was pretty cool. Like, I did shroomies. I microdosed like the other day. And I like sat and like, I actually like filled some of this stuff out and it was pretty cool. And I wanted to read to you, a few of them. Like, first of all, it talks about emotional triggers and it gives you, little definitions of things that you feel. And I kind of wanted to read some of them out because I thought that whoever this was, I think it was a guy, right? I don't know how they wrote it and they spoke in this. So talks about shame. Shame is an intense emotion that arises when you believe there is something fundamentally wrong with who you are. It often arises from societal expectations or internalized beliefs. Overcoming shame requires self-compassion, self-acceptance, and a recognition of our inherited worthiness as human beings. I thought that was so well put. Shame is an emotion that you feel when you believe that there's something fundamentally wrong with who you are. That's kind of blew my mind, honestly, because I never thought about it that way. I always thought shame was just like bad. You're just bad. But I mean, if you break it down, it's the thought that you think that there is something genuinely wrong with you and you're ashamed of yourself, or that you've done something wrong and that other people are ashamed of you. And I feel like if you look at it like by what it's supposed to actually mean, I feel like it changes it if you're ever feeling it, you know? Guilt, it reveals your values and helps you learn from mistakes. It signals a need for accountability and encourages us to make amends and change our behavior. So guilt, when you feel guilty, it can be good. When you feel guilty, it's because you know that you did something that does not align with your values and your morals, and it allows you to accept accountability or take accountability. And you guys know I love accountability. And that's one of the craziest things too, because people were saying all that stuff about me, like, she's a liar, like, she did it. I'm like, man, I'm the only motherfucker out here I've ever heard talk about accountability. Like, what? Be for real. Be for real, girl. Be for real, weirdo. Icky, rat. And I don't know if I ever talked about that, but I was 100% calling people fucking cockroaches. Like, I was like, you're a maggot and you're a cockroach, because that's how I genuinely felt that they were. But like, still, I'm like, I don't necessarily have to say that to people, because then it's like, it makes me seem small. You know what I mean? It makes me seem like, and there's a quote for that. There's a quote. Okay. I'm going to read that quote right now though, since we're on the topic. I really, really liked this quote. This will follow me for the rest of my life, because y'all know I used to be absolutely ballistically crazy, and like, not crazy, just I couldn't control my emotions and I couldn't handle, any sort of confrontation well. I was a barker, and trust me, I was ready to fucking bite too, but I was mainly a barker and I would just scream and yell and I would be really, really loud. And I'm reading, or I have the audiobook, How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie. And one of the things that he said, because I wrote down all the life lessons in the book, it said, you can measure the size of a person by what makes him or her angry. Isn't that cool? You can measure the size of a person by what makes him or her angry. I thought that moment of silence or more moment of contemplation. Right? Yeah. So like anytime you see like someone, that's it. I always used to say too, like, don't let people get you mad. The minute you get angry is the minute you lose. Cause like a lot of these, especially the trolls, that's why I shouldn't have called them cockroaches and roaches. Cause it means that I was upset and they were getting to me. But it's like they thrive on the reaction that you get, right? Same with narcissists. Same with narcissists, toxic people in your relationship. They thrive off of you losing your mind. Or like, you know, I used to be pushed to the breaking point, like pushed into corners, screamed at in my face, prostitute, whore, like all this stuff. I used to be pushed, pushed, pushed. And then when I would break and I would go ballistic, it would be like, whoa, what are you doing? Why are you so crazy? Like, why'd you act like that? Like, you need help. It's okay that you're so messed up. I'll help you. I'm the only one that'll love you. You know what I mean? Like people feed off of that shit. Couldn't be me. Literally could not be me. I am balancing my own brain and my own thoughts and my own emotions and my own bank account, my own jobs and my own bills. Like, I'm too busy balancing all that out to have ulterior motives. I might have been smoking too much weed recently, but I don't know if I ever really knew how to like say words. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that makes sense, 'cause I really don't know how to spell. But like, no one can be perfect, okay? Like, no one can be perfect. So I'm not going to judge you. All I ask is that you pretty please don't judge me. But yeah, thinking about like how you can judge the size of someone by what makes them angry is insane. And it might make you think like twice before you go and pop off on something that's super small and super insignificant. And like, you could be like, I'm going to be collected in myself and I'm on a higher realm. I'm not going to fucking twiddle with these little dummies, you know? You know what I'm saying? Anger, it spurs in response to perceived threats, injustice, frustration. Anger is a natural and valid emotion that reveals a need for change or a need for stronger boundaries. Love that. I like that it says anger is a need for stronger boundaries. That doesn't always mean somebody else, boundaries with somebody else. It can mean boundaries within yourself. You know, boundaries of like me taking accountability and being like, I can't just be out here like throwing hands with people, you know, like I need to have a boundary within myself that I can say, stop, this is too much. It's gone too far. We've used up too much energy. We're emotionally like just being drained by this. Like, I need to learn when I can say yes and when I can say no, type of thing. Jealousy, I always think is really cool. And I like the way they said it. Jealousy is a cover-up emotion. It masks itself as anger or judgment when underneath it's sadness and dissatisfaction of self. What? Judgment. It masks itself as anger or judgment or jealousy. Yeah. Anger or judgment, but underneath it's just sadness, and you're dissatisfied with yourself. Isn't that insane? And then back to regret, right? Like thinking that you fucked up your life, everything's falling into shambles, blah, 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 blah. The truth is that most people regret what they did not do more than they regret what they did do. That is something, the only thing I'm really, really taking into consideration in the next few months, because I do kind of want to move to LA. I do want to kind of go somewhere and like just experience it for a year in my 20s. You know, I maybe even move back to New York for a year, move to LA. Probably not New York. I really did not have a great time in New York, but I was so young too. Like that whole whatever. But, you know, I don't want to be able to look back when I'm in my 30s and be like, I never went to LA because I just didn't want to put myself through that. Like, no, I want to be able to say I did that. When my kids look up at me, I want them to know that mommy did some things. Not all of them were good, but mommy did some things. So I have the best advice possible to give to my little baby boo nugget munchkins. Man, I love my kids so much, and I don't even have them. I'm so happy I don't have children. I'm so happy I do not have children right now, because, honey, mommy has so much to learn. Mommy has so much to do, babe. So much. Okay. And I know I always wanted to be a young mom because my mom had me when she was 19. So I was like, okay, like, I really want to be a teen mom. You're so lucky that I didn't do that. Okay. You're so lucky that I didn't do that. That would have been a horrible, horrible mistake. Should I talk in ASMR sometimes? Is this cool for you? Do you want to hear my earrings again? Okay, back, like, literally, what am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, so those were a few of the triggers, you know? Oh, and then embarrassment. It happens when you think you have violated social norms. Like, embarrassment isn't even actually real. And again, like, you zoom out, no one gives a fuck, and no one's gonna think about it ever again. But trust me, if you walked up to me right now and said you have to do a public speech, my ass would still be nervous. Like, unless I have, you know, 3 shots of tequila, you know, right? Like, I would still be nervous. But put some wine in me, I'd be like, what's up, bitches? Like, yeah. There's also a quote by Robert Johnson. All this, by the way, is again from the Shadow Work Journal by Keila Shaheen. That person. I butchered that name. My apologies. But the quote says, unless we do conscious work on it, the shadow is almost always projected. That is, it is neatly laid on someone or something else that we do not have to take responsibility for it. So all of those toxic patterns and traits that we have in our body, they always tend to be projected onto someone or something else, so we do not have to take responsibility for our actions. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call y'all out like this, but that's pretty fucking fire. Like, that shit was, I just spit absolute disgusting bars on you. Like, on you. Absolutely disgusting bars. Now, that's kind of where I stopped. I know, like, in the beginning, they also have, like, these, I'm not gonna, like, show you, but they have, like, I'm trying to let someone pause and screenshot my traumas, but they have, like, fill in the blanks. You know, actually, I could probably read one of these, actually. It says, fill in the blank. It says, as a child, I was told not to blank. This made me very blank, and I feel things would be different if blank. I wish I could tell my child self blank. I'm so grateful for my blank, but I wish my guardians would have blank. Right? So I wrote, as a child, I was told not to be too much. This made me very self-conscious. I feel like things would have been different if I never let people tell me who I could be. I wish I could tell my child self that it's okay to be bold and shine like the star that you are. I'm so grateful for my family, but I wish my guardians would have stuck up for me and not been such pussies. That's that is literally actually what I said. I stand by that. I love my family and all, but, like, I needed someone that's, I'm the boldest one in my family, right? There's no, like, man there that's, like, because my dad's been in prison my entire life. Like, I'm sure if he was out of prison, the shit that I went through would not have happened the way that it did. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, I do wish I had, I always wanted a man to look up to like help, you know, and I feel like that's what led me into dating older men, right? Because, you know, that wasn't my first time. My first time when I was 19 and he was 40. Like, that had happened already. And, like, I just remembered that dude, Aaron, the other day. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? The older I get, the grosser it is. And now, like, I also don't know, like, would I, like, if I was to look at a younger woman or a woman my age, would I say that the age gap relationships are gross? Or I guess, are age gap relationships gross as someone that has been in one of them? Do I support them? No. I don't. I mean, obviously, granted, it depends on the age gap. But if you are 26 years older than someone, you're a fucking creep. Okay. And the thing about it too, the thing I'm most not ashamed about, because, like, it's my life. Like, I make, you know, you got to learn the hard way. There's literally a saying you got to learn the hard way. But when I first came out with that relationship, everyone was like, this is so weird. This is so weird. This is so weird. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, stop. It's a love. But for age gap relationships, I would say it should not go over 10 years. Like, it really shouldn't. You know, it really, really shouldn't. Especially when you're in your 20s. Like, if you're in your 20s dating someone in their... If you're 20 dating someone that's... You shouldn't even date someone that's freaking 30 if you're 20. You're 20, you can't even drink. All right, so let's move to 25, right? So, like, my age, like, 23, 24, 25, I think you can go to 32. I feel like that's good, right? And then once you hit, like, 28, you can do, you know, 28, you can do 38, you could do 40, 28, I don't know, 40 maybe? I don't know. I mean, I know when you're, like, fucking 50 years old, it doesn't matter. If you want to date an 80-year-old man, whatever, you're 50. But, like, when you're in your 20s, you really need to be with someone that's in their 20s, because this is my thing. What is wrong with a man to want a woman that does not have her life together? You know, you really have to think about it. If the man is older than you, has money, he has lived life, he's gotten divorced, had kids, whatever the hell, right? Why does he, what is so wrong in his brain that wants him to find a woman that is young and has nothing figured out yet? Any real man, I think, right? And I know it all depends, but any real man would want a woman that can add to his life, you know, not become like, you know, another one of his little babies. Like, they want a woman that's strong, can stand for herself, that has her life going for her, has her friends, has her job, has her money. Like, that's sexy to a real man. That's sexy. But the men that are after young women, it's because we don't know any better. You know what I mean? We're like, Louis Vuitton bag. Oh, thank you so much. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it's weird. Like, what are you gaining? Just a young girl that doesn't know anything, that has fucking tight ass and titties. Like, that's literally, like, that I feel like is the, and you know, there is personality and all that stuff too, but genuinely, like, women that are in their young 20s, like, I don't understand why any real man would want to date them. You know, like, older men, I think it's just weird. Like, if you're especially to a certain, like, 20 plus years, like, that's fucking weird. Yeah, like, no. If you were older than 15 when I was born, it's creepy. It's really, really, it's really creepy. That's my take on it. Not that anyone asked, but that is a deep take. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. So take it or leave it. But you're going to have to take it, because I already gave it to you. Okay, now we're also going to go into the other life lessons, right? So in his book, From the Ways to Gain Friends and Influence People, it said, if there is anyone's secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own. I've tried to incorporate that into my day-to-day life, but sometimes when someone pisses me off, it is very hard to want to see their side, because their side mostly seems stupid, because they're probably stupid. If we're not on the same side, then you might be dumb. But obviously, I mean that. It's just a joke. I don't fully mean that. Yes, I fucking do. Some people are stupid, though. And, like, some people, I don't need to see their side. But see, maybe that's me not being a fully mature and, you know, solid person. So yeah, and there's also, like, that quote that's like, don't kill the bees if you want the honey, don't, like, kill the nest if you want the honey, don't whatever the fuck. I think that all, you know, goes into when you're actually trying to build something or make friends, or, like, especially in businesses and in the workplace, you know, always try to look at the other person's side before you react and before you respond. But good fucking luck. Like, if you're me, like as an Aries, I might get quiet, but I'm just thinking of all the things that I don't like about that person. I'm not normally thinking about, like, why that person feels that way. You know, like, it definitely would take me, like, a few hours before I could sit down and be like, but why do you feel that way? Like, what? Okay, then this is another one. You make more friends in 2 months being interested in them than getting them to be interested in you. I really, really like that. And I have a problem. I mean,
you are listening to my podcast right now, so I feel like it doesn't really count. But I do definitely have a problem with like talking too much. Like sometimes I get uncomfortable, or mainly when I used to get uncomfortable in like silent situations. So I would just keep talking and filling that like silent gap that like I wouldn't want to appear. And that can come off very self-centered. Okay. And matter of fact, there are times where I'm 100% self-centered. You know how they say like, damn, it's kind of, I'm calling myself out, but like they do say like some people like love the sound of their voice. Like I might be one of those people, but technically if you're listening, you like the sound of my voice too. So we're all on the same side. See, we're on the same team because you're not dumb. See? Oh my God. We're just better than everyone else, aren't we? I just love that. But yeah, definitely like trying to put yourself aside and like genuinely listen to someone, and not just listen, but like understand what they're saying and like take it into consideration and genuinely be there. Not thinking about the next thing you're going to say, but just genuinely being there for that person in that, you know, interaction. Okay. And then the last one, when making changes or when you're like trying to criticize someone, I guess. This is mainly for like if you're a boss or like if you're working with a work friend or whatever. When you're trying to criticize them, instead of saying like, oh, you did really great, but you need to get up your grades or something like that, you have to change the but to an and to make it more of a compliment, right? And then also they talked a lot in the book about when you're about to criticize someone or ask someone for help, or you know, tell someone that they shouldn't do it that way and they should do it another way, always try to add in your own mistakes, right? So like when I talk to my sister, a lot of the times I want to be like, you're just so fucking dumb, like why are you doing that, like it's so stupid. But instead of doing that, I can say, hey, you're really fucking dumb, but like also so was I, and I actually did something way more stupid, like let me tell you about it. And I think that opening up the conversation like that, instead of just being like, this is what you need to fix, like I think always try to see eye to eye with the person and always try to give some sort of, you know, your own mistake or your own, you know, life lesson before you go on to try to teach them anything or help them with something and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, I think that was a well-rounded podcast episode where a lot has just gone down. There was so much. And I don't know if you guys, if you're on the, well, I guess you can probably hear if you're just listening too. Do you guys notice anything different? I'm holding the mic. Holding it instead of like having that like stand, which honestly I feel like allows me to like move around and it doesn't make the setup process as hard, because before setting up the podcast was like the thing that I hated the most, and that really stopped me from filming. So like now I just have to whip out the microphone and I'm completely Gucci and I'm good. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. By the way, if you're wondering like where's the podcast, Instagram, it got deleted. And it didn't get deleted. These motherfuckers were fucking with me, y'all. Like I had my podcast. So one day, all of a sudden, I get a call from my friend on Snapchat. And she's like, your nudes are all over Snapchat, because someone hacked into my Snapchat account and they posted my nudes and they sent my nudes to every single person on my phone. Thankfully, I never used Snapchat. So the last time I used it was just for school, my college that I still go to right now for biology class. So all of my bio labs and biodiversities and all my lectures, all of those groups chats got all of my nudes. Thankfully, I don't take pictures of my coochie cat. So there was only one that had her in it, but I didn't even look at it. Like I could not even see it because I was just like, whoa. But so I deleted my that account, right? And then the next day, I go on to see the podcast Instagram and it's completely gone. And now people can say it's a coincidence. I do not believe so. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to look up, I'm going to see what you guys said about, would you believe her? Okay. Someone said, would you believe, the ex if she reached out to him and told you about him? Nah, you got to see it for yourself. And some aspects, yes, but if she's jealous, no, I understand that too. Like if she's jealous, you can kind of see maybe the real meaning behind something. Someone said depends, but definitely keeping that shit in the back of my mind for any red flags. Someone said no, 1000% yes, 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 yes and no. Someone said absolutely not. It's a 90% chance of duh. someone said should've. You got yep, yep, nope, depends. I didn't like a dummy and I definitely should have. I don't know what that means. My woman crush Wednesday. Oh, hey, Megan. She said yes. Depends on the ex. Yes, take it as a warning sign. Yes, take it with a grain of salt. Depends on the nature of the information. Yeah, right? It definitely depends on like how it's being brought to you, you know? If she comes in a way that's being respectful and having a girl's back, I will definitely hear her out. Yes. I use that info as collective research material. Yes. Yes. Someone said, usually because what reason do they have to lie? Rather be safe than sorry. Someone said, yes, most men are liars. And then someone said, oop, yes, but always with a pinch of salt. She isn't hurt for no reason. Someone said, in my experiences, yes, everything I've been told has ended up happening to me. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, a lot of my ex-girlfriend's ex told me a bunch and I didn't listen. When he was right, I sent him $5,000. F it. I'm not. $5,000. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. You sent them $5,000. Well, I was just lied to a lot. Can I have $5,000? Like, how do we work this off? Depends on how long they were dating. Yes. Okay. So a lot of people say like depends on the breakup, depends on all this stuff. Like, I love that. Let me see if anyone said anything on TikTok. I've been severely shadow banned on TikTok. It's kind of like literally crazy, but I get 200 likes on a video that's been up for like hours. Like, that's so weird. I didn't, but it should have. It depends, honestly. Maybe not 100% I believe them, but definitely take the word into consideration. Yeah. Someone said, boy, do I have a story for you, but you didn't tell me it. Dang it. Oh, let me check my Instagram DM really fast to see if anything comes up. I do not see anything. This girl's super pretty. She's from Indonesia. She's asking if I have management. She's so cute. Okay, this is a separate thing happening. Okay, final thing, right? We're gonna do a journal prompt. Because you know how I be liking my journal prompts. Y'all know this. Y'all have been there with me through this time and time again. I love my journal prompts. So today's one that I, by the way, found from this guy's account or this video from Jordan Tarver. It's 10 journal prompts that reveal what's blocking your light. So I'm going to do one each episode. The one for today is, what are 3 to 5 things I do consistently that deplete my energy? Some of the ones that I wrote was scrolling on my phone for too long. Another one is like, when I take a TikTok video, I'll redo the TikTok video like 800 times. And then slowly I'll just get really like frustrated and I'll pick at myself and then I never end up posting it. But it'll take like 2 hours out of my day. And that really, really bothers me. I almost did that again today. And I was like, no, we're not even gonna start doing that. A third thing I feel like I do is I say a lot and then I don't do it. Like, I come up with all these ideas. I put so much energy into it at the time. And then when it actually comes down to being consistent, I always fail. And that takes out a lot of my energy because then I spend most of my time thinking, like, what am I doing with my life? Well, if you just keep going, this is a quote that I found that I really, really fucking love. And we'll end the podcast on that. If you are tired of starting over, don't fucking quit.
Yes. If you're tired of starting over, stop fucking quitting.
By the way, I'm holding this for the first time, so I hope that's not too loud, but I hope you heard it because it was a really, really good quote. Now we've officially hit 1 hour and 4 minutes of this damn podcast, so I love you guys so, so, so freaking much. Don't forget to let me know about the chitter chats and if you guys like that idea, and mirror talk, affirmations once a week. So just keep me up to date. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for always loving me, and thank you for just allowing me to have a safe place. I hope that you feel just as safe here. All right. I love you. Bye.